Kanpur is the centre of the trade, which is worth around £3 billion a year. As we drove into the city, there were treated animal hides everywhere I looked. Tanneries here claim all the hides come from water buffalo, which aren't revered by most Hindus. But religious activists and animal rights campaigners say that most of them actually come from an illicit trade in slaughtered sacred cows. Abba and I went to visit a sanctuary known as a cow shelter. We were meeting Porva Joshipura from the international animal rights group PETA.
Hi Porva. Namaste. Simon, lovely to meet you.
Good to meet you too.
What is this place?
This is a rescue center for cows who are saved from slaughter. This is an area where cows are killed. They're transported illegally under the cover of darkness, crammed on into trucks on top of one another, and they're taken illegally to slaughterhouses.
Slaughterhouses?
Yes.
I thought this was not something that was legally permissible, let alone religiously in India.
It's not. There's up to a 7-year imprisonment fine if you get caught slaughtering cows. But it happens nonetheless. And so when the police get a tip-off from a caring citizen that cows are being transported to slaughter, they catch them and they bring them here to the safe place.